This show
Sorry.
is not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off.
White goes out there, blah 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 blah, cryptic stuff. I have no clue what you're talking about. Who your partner? I don't know. But all she was asked. Savio Vega, if he's not available, great calling.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's WrestleCast, episode number 83, where we have our season premiere filled with a whole bunch of predictions, a whole bunch of news, and a whole bunch of bullshit that no one else matters or cares about. So on this week's contestant, whatever the fuck I'm trying to say, this week's show, I'm going to call down our very first host is going to be Andy Anderson. Come on down!
Do the points matter?
No, not at all. But that's a completely different show than what I'm going for. Thank you very much, Andy. And our second host for the evening. He's the man, the myth, the mythical legend, the one who plays too many video games, likes to sit in front of a television, and hates football and certain people on certain podcasts. Biohazard, come on down.
Yeah, finally.
That was a horrible introduction for yourself. Anyways, we've got a third member on this thing that's coming to the stage right now. I'd like to welcome everybody, DRG, as your next host. Come on down.
Hi, guys.
Boo!
TNA sucks. Boo!
I hate TNA, too. I want to fit in and be popular.
And that's interesting not. But anyways, we're going to move on down to our last and final host, the man, the myth. I've already said that line, but I'm going to use it again. The man that boasts the host with the most. He's about to roast. Let's go, Heavy Set. Come on,
Oh, thank you very much, and welcome to DSJP WrestleCast episode 83. You know who's on here, and you know the first game we like to play. Keep,
toss, or improve.
All right, now Biohazard, keep, toss, or improve.
Oh boy, I get to go first this week.
And... All right, DRG.
$1. $1.
$1?
$1?
I will go $2.
Ah, fuck. Go ahead, Biohazard. It's still your turn, and that's why there's so much silence on this. Let's go.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. My improve is going to be Ryback's in-ring promos. When he was in the ring with Kevin Owens, you could tell that everything was scripted for Ryback, whereas Owens, it seemed more like the bullet point thing. I just feel like Ryback needs to work on his promos just a little bit more.
Do you think it's him, or do you think it's the people don't give him the time to do it? Or, you know, I guess my question is, does he want it written out, or are the higher power writing it out for him and telling him what to do?
The thing is about Ryback, even when you hear him in an interview, he kind of talks the same way. He's kind of meatheadish.
Yeah.
Kind of.
He sounded like a big old meathead this week on Raw, and the way everything came out, just it didn't sound natural.
Yeah, he kind of did like the worst Elvis impression ever.
I don't know if it's the worst Elvis impression, because there are probably some really bad ones out there. I think it was meant to be comical.
Do y'all remember when he was doing the whole interviews against Goldberg, you know, the whole bring Goldberg in because they were getting the comparison? I think that's when I first started realizing that he is limited on what he can do on the microphone, because he is just a jock. He's just a big fucking corn-fed jock. But that doesn't mean that...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Shut up, Andy.
Andy would know a bunch of them, but he's not one.
No, he's the one that takes the corn holes, not the corn fed. They feed it into
us. Yeah, anyway.
I think that Ryback could be more serviceable with more time to resonate, but I think that his glass ceiling is a lot lower than other people.
All right, now, since Biohazard's topic has been talked about for the past 3 years, let's move on to his keep or improve.
What he said.
I guess my keep would have to be NXT bringing in the indie stars. Last week and even this week with Gargano and Ciampa, they did really good in the ring. It was my first time seeing them wrestle. I thought last week's Ciampa showcased a little more than Gargano, but then this week's on NXT, they both put in an equal amount of effort, and I think it's good even when you bring in girls like Leva Bates, just people that have been around in the indies for a while, to come in and help develop WWE's talents and even eventually sign them. I think it's going to be good for WWE in the long run.
Don't forget about Sarah Dobson, and her offense was pretty crazy.
Crazy Mary Dobson.
What do you think about Johnny Gargano?
The first week, I wasn't terribly impressed with him. I was more impressed with Ciampa. And then when I watched this week's NXT, I was overly impressed with Gargano and his in-ring ability. I don't know if it was just that the way the match was set up last week where Ciampa got more ring time, but last week he didn't impress me as much, but this week he really showcased a lot of just his in-ring set. So I look forward to seeing him and what he can do in WWE, because I know you talk about him a lot.
That's an understatement. I mean, who?
I think one of the things that they did setting it up that way is because with Gargano, you've got a proven commodity on so many different levels, but Tommaso's thing is he's always been real impressive in terms of strong style, like straight up just demolishing people. The Sicilian psychopath that he played in the indies, that was what it is, but they don't know as much about his psychology or his submissions and all the other stuff that goes on with it. So they gave him more time in that first go round to showcase a little bit more of what he can do, to, you know, not necessarily a tryout because they already had him in there, but give him time to either sink or swim. Whereas with Gargano, is a proven commodity. The guy has tape that is just impressive. And I think that with Tommaso, they weren't necessarily sure if they were going to keep him long term, whereas Gargano, I think they already had their mind made up that he was the guy that they were going to go with.
I spoke with Gargano on Friday when I seen him. Of course, I just asked him because I knew NXT was taped and I already read the results, and, you know, I was just like, how was Florida? You know, he's like, nice, and he's just, I like that he said, you know, it's like, this is the beginning of things to come. How was it? He was like, you know, it was a good start. I think he has very high confidence of what he does. I think with a lot of the social media stuff going on right now with WWE, he is hands down perfect because he rarely tweets, but he don't tweet dumb shit.
Right.
Like, ever, because that's not his character. I'm talking about his character.
Johnny Wrestling.
His character in the ring and just his personal character.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him to delete all his social media history?
That's what he did.
No, here's the thing.
He didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he doesn't say shit like that. He's a very respectable person. And I mean, that's the best way I can describe him. And we were talking, he kind of mentioned, because I'd mentioned how I told you guys that as soon as he gets signed, he told me that he'll tell me. And as soon as people seen him on NXT, which had already been recorded when I had spoken with him about, and he told me that, everybody was like, I think Andy was like, oh my God, did he sign? I'm like, no. This was weeks ago. Like chill. Like, nothing's going on just yet.
Yeah, I'd already read those spoilers when they taped the show.
We were recording actually that was my best of the week, because like just getting the news that he's down in NXT and things are pointing to that direction. It's the same thing with Athena, who was at a here's funny, her Twitter is gone. Athena's Twitter is fucking gone, because when I was tweeting for AIW, I was tweeting while on Ohio Report for the event. Mention the wrestler. Her Twitter wasn't popping up, but I have this happen from time to time. I'll try to put in someone's Twitter address, and my phone acts dumb, the Twitter app acts dumb. I don't know who to blame, but like, I know what it is, and like, I always wait for that confirmation just so I don't get anything right or they didn't change it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't popping up. I looked at my friend. I'm like, dude, what's Athena's Twitter handle? And he repeated to me what I thought it was, and I like searched. Gone. Completely fucking gone. She signed.
It's a smart way for WWE to do it, because they could start fresh.
Although, yeah, there's that aspect of it too. I think there's some people, like these girls, like Jasmine. She, like, there's going to be that teenage side of her. Like, for example, if WWE was going to sign a Sleazia Sparks, which I actually heard that they wanted to, and now that she's banned from the United States, they don't want to touch her. But if that was true, she's a great example. I know what she talks and all that kind of, or what she talks like and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, she'd have to delete her Twitter, because I know there's going to find out some dirt on her. And also, if you want to know some dirt, put in Lana's Twitter handle and put in the N-word. Lana could be fired too, just saying. Sure. But what I was saying, oh, I'm trying to remember where I started with.
Gargano's a good guy that you don't have to worry about that kind of shit with.
It was before that, because I was going to mention something about Athena. One thing that he said too that I loved, he said, you know, we're in a good time of wrestling right now, interesting time. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's people who are coming up. Also, I didn't tell you this, DRG. Do you know who was at AW on Friday as a mystery tag team partner for Colt Cabana?
Dolph Ziggler.
CM Punk. Yeah,
Chuck Taylor.
Shut up. Was he really?
Dude, those two together are fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. He was in the King of Trios recently, and I saw a couple of clips. I haven't got to actually watch the show. But he had a somersault suicida to where he leaned over the top rope and did a handstand and then fell over on the guys.
They did that together.
Oh, that's awesome.
And did it in like slow motion?
Yes. No, because that's a gimmick match. Slow. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring the podcast down. I just fucking pissed certain things.
It's perfectly fine with, but trying to work going on with those stuff.
That he's awesome, and I'm so glad that he is at least getting a chance to showcase what he's got. He's one of those people, like, to me, Mike Quackenbush was always somebody that I really wish would have got a serious shot, because from a wrestling stand, the dude is just so freaking solid. He's amazing to watch, but he never had the size or the personality to go into WWE, and I always was worried that Johnny Wrestling had that same thing holding him back, and I'm glad to be proven wrong on that.
I did kind of laugh when he came out. The way his hair was positioned at first with his little beard that he's got going on, I was like, why is Austin Aries on NXT?
If you ever get a chance to check out,
it was just happened to be the way he had shaved his beard. It reminded me of Austin Aries.
If I wanted to put it at the end of this episode, I would. But there's a two-part interview you can find on YouTube. It is very old. It's at the very least, I think, about 5 years old. It is an interview with a man by the name of JT Lightning, who trained Gargano. He was the main trainer in Cleveland. He sadly passed away of cancer in 2011. And on a side note, his daughter is not, she's very attractive. She's also dating Colin Delaney, just saying. But he has like this thing where he talks about a lot of the wrestlers that he's trained in Cleveland at the time, and the way he speaks about Johnny, I remember his quotes is like, he's like, he just has it. He is constantly studying tape every day, and he just has it. And if he gets to that point of actually getting signed, like I've said before, it's just going to be so awesome for me to see this guy go from, he was literally at my first show, and I said this on the Week Interview years ago, I think if they were to sign him, he could be, charity wise, the next John Cena. All right.
Yeah. Question. One last question. Did
John Cena?
When he was on NXT, I know they used Gargano. Did they use Johnny Gargano? Did they use his full name?
Yes.
They normally don't do that, so that was kind of different.
Well, he's not officially signed with them yet either, so.
But still, I mean, when they use, like, they call Sarah Dobson, they use Blue Pants. I mean, they've been, usually they haven't been using the names that they're going off of, except Samoa Joe.
Maybe with, because Leva Bates isn't her real name. Sarah Dobson, that's not her real name. I forget what Leva's name is. I've seen her on Facebook. I think it's Leva something. Crazy Mary Dobson, her real name is Sarah Bridges. I'm actually friends with her. And fuck Johnny me. Gargano, I mean, Johnny Gargano, that's his real name. Maybe there's something where they're allowing him to use his real name. But when he was on WWE before, if you ever want to look this up, he was on WWE three times, two as actual characters with names. One was against MVP, I want to say. I can't remember. But his name was Cedric Von Hausen. He did a tryout match on Superstars with Brodus Clay back before he was the Funkasaurus. So that shows you how old it was. Against, his name was Joey Gray. And there was a couple times he was an extra, but one time that I know, for example, he was a security guard. I'm trying to remember roughly when it was. I know you can find him and another wrestler by the name of Benjamin Boone, who is related to one of the stars of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I love that show.
Whatever, like something Pulaski? I don't know. I mean, that's her real name.
Adrian Pulaski.
Yeah, that's Benjamin Boone's cousin.
She's on my top 10 list. Hey, man, oh, man, she's gorgeous.
She's all right.
She's gorgeous.
He's like, she's all right.
Boone's a nice guy, though. But we're hardcore getting off topic, and people have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, let's, who's, and DRG is gone. I was wondering where
it kind of went. It did get a little quiet in here, didn't it?
Yeah. Now that DRG's back, because it didn't crash at all.
Didn't?
No.
Oh, that was weird.
Still recording. I was wondering why it went silent.
Yeah, just the the phone call dropped and then the app closed on me and I was going, what the heck just happened?
All right, let's. What is your key toss and proof?
I want to toss.
They're playing Stone Cold's music on Sunday Night Football or Thursday Night Football. Sorry.
Anyway,
yeah, well, you're watching Sunday Night Football on a Thursday. I think you're watching a rerun, probably. I'm sorry.
Iowa. He's from Iowa.
I'm sorry.
Get this.
I don't mean to pull a DRG, but the Cowboys won.
Oh, anyways, I want to toss the writing staff of TNA and throw them in the trash and burn them and pray that they never get a job in writing again because they have no idea how to properly write a storyline. And what ticks me off the most about it is that they recorded this however long ago with the whole evasion thing. They had approximately 2 months of time in between the last set of recordings in this set of recordings to get together, write the story out in a coherent way to where it make the execution seem, I don't know, viable. But they don't take 2 months to write it. They say, okay, we got a week. Let's just go ahead and put something together and we'll run with that. It irks
me. I got nothing.
When Mr. TNA says that TNA needs new writers, they need new writers.
Mr. TNA.
The marketing rep can only market so much before you're handing somebody a bag of crap and trying to sell it as a Snapple.
The TNA marketing rep is signing up for LinkedIn as we know it.
No, I got followed by GFW on Twitter, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be acquiring my services soon.
Remember how you talked about GFW being on TV by the end of the year?
Yeah. You remember how I pitched the idea of GFW?
Wait, TNA won. TNA won.
Andy.
TNA lives.
You know what? All right. What ticks me off the most is whenever I made that call and prediction, I had an idea in mind that they did this to where it was at first Dixie versus Jarrett, and Dixie had her guy. I picked being either EC3 or Bobby Roode versus AJ Styles. Well, you know what? Just because GFW and Jarrett has that connection with Bullet Club. Well, when AJ wasn't going to be available, they had the perfect replacement in Nick Aldis, in Magnus, having just left TNA, going to be GFW's guy, and him being hand-chosen by Dixie would have been perfect because Dixie put all of her faith into this guy that left and went to GFW. It would have been a great story. And then you carry it over until Bound for Glory or what I would have done at Slammiversary next year, where you have the Lethal Lockdown, so Dixie gets her controlling membership back, but in that in-between, while Jarrett's running the show, it's basically GFW running amok on TNA in certain regards. And you could have, you know, certain things that spawn off from there with, like, Trevor Lee going for the X Division, but TJ Perkins comes out of this Revolution thing and becomes TJ Perkins again, and he's the good guy for TNA. There's so much meat that they could have ran with, but it's like they threw everything together and just said, here's the best that we can do, eat this, and I don't want to. The only saving graces on that show nowadays are Spud and EC3, and I love the talent. Don't get me wrong, it's not the talent that I'm mad with, it's just that this writer can't get anybody, even me, invested. That's my sigh.
That Trevor Lee looks like a little troll now.
he does.
Little hairy troll now.
But did you see, like, all right, his double stomp that he runs and jumps on somebody's chest and stomps him down? Impressive. He does a standing moonsault body press, which that's the best way I can describe it, but you'd have to see it. He did it to Kevin Steen, of all people, to where he does this flip in the air and then lands on top of them. It's crazy. The kid has a boatload of talent, but I don't think that TNA can, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and bash on it. My improve is going to be the GFW television deal in Europe. I am happy that they got it. I just want to know more about what's going on with the show and if they're going to start airing these AMP television shows over there, or if there's an actual TV deal that they're in the works with here in the U.S., even if it's, you know, replacing TNA on Destination America. I don't care. I'd like to know more about what's going on in the future of that company instead of just trying to live moment to moment with them.
I read a thing, and I don't know how true it is because I didn't get to read the full article, on a kind of a side note, that TNA will be on Destination America till the end of the year.
I can see it happening.
They're agreed up to, I should say. It's not like, I don't know if it's going to be much more than that, but I don't know.
Technically, if you want to go by the contract, they're agreed up through 2017. When Discovery signed that contract, it was a 2-year contract. They're supposed to be going until December of 2017, but they have an option to bail out earlier. Now, the whole thing with PW Insider or freaking Dave Meltzer or whatever saying that TNA is going to be off in September, people think that with sweeps coming in or with the new seasons or whatever running new series or whatever running on television during that time, that means that would be the yearly end of the contract, which makes sense for a regular television show that's not a weekly thing that runs 52 weeks out of the year. But with an event like wrestling, it's from the full year contract, it's a 4-year contract. So if WWE signs in September for 3 years, that would be up in September. TNA signed with Destination America for the rights to go over in, I think it was December or January, and that's whenever it transitioned and started the contract. If the option out is available, it would be in December, not 3 months before. But then again, I don't know. I don't work in television. That's just the basics of what I know.
You're not like a quasi-expert?
I am a quasi-expert because I read stuff. I read.
What the hell is a quasi? Okay, never mind.
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
Don't tell.
Okay, my keep, NXT, and Bayley's lap around the ring. I thought it was awesome, and bringing that little Izzy in the ring too. I congratulations to her. I'm glad that she is got the title and doing so well, and the announcement for the 30-minute Iron Woman match. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what this title reign and everything is going to do for Bayley. I think we've talked about it. I think women diva wise on NXT, that's the next one up, and I think she needs a decent title run.
I agree.
That and them being the main event of the next Takeover. That's your main event.
This one, what is it? Takeover Respect or something?
I didn't even know they gave it a name. I thought it was just Takeover.
October 7th. Yeah, just October 7th. That's all I know. All
right. Can I ask, is everybody happy with the Invitational so far?
One thing I don't like is the fact that they have the house show matches in there, so it almost seems like they're not as important.
Yeah, it reminds me of but
even I think that's kind of cool at the same time because that makes like house shows a little bit more important because everybody always says like they're YL from the Week in Review was talking to me about, oh, should I go to NXT or ROH? I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like, just right now, I'm just like, I've been feeling NXT more, and I think someone was like, well, it's only a house show, and I'm just like, but WWE is trying to make these house shows a little bit more important, so it's like, you're only going to see certain things there, or you're going to see certain things first, and now with NXT, it's like, all right, we're going to have our tournament matches here, so they actually mean something.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of WCW with Goldberg streak, because if I'm correct, if there was a house show, that match counted.
Yeah, they counted everything with the streak from house shows to like a Clash of Champions to pay-per-views. It didn't matter if it was televised or not.
Kind of like the Bound for Glory series, too. They counted all the house shows for that, too.
Oh, certain BFGs they did. There was one BFG that they didn't count the house show stuff, and that was, I think it was the third one, and it made no sense.
It wasn't the third one, the last one, because BFG Bound for Glory series was something that a lot of people were like, oh my god, I can't wait for it, this is awesome. It's like the one thing that TNA was doing right, and they got rid of it. It's actually like with Gut Check.
I can agree. Like the year that Bobby Roode won, which was the second BFG, they did it perfectly. But the other 2 years, I heard a lot of people complaining that it took up the majority of the show. So anytime that you would have anything else going on, like say the storylines, I'm trying to think of the other storylines that were going on at the time, everything would get drowned out as soon as the BFG series hit, and you wouldn't see anything on television besides those. And people were getting ticked because there was was no mid-card stuff going on.
But there was usually about 16 guys in the tournament anyway, which included half of the mid-card.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it, because you didn't have to worry about storylines at that point, because they didn't really have any. They could go, all right, this guy and this guy are fighting, and there was actually a reason why they're fighting instead of just a random throwaway match.
And that's where the whole option C came from, because they needed something to do with the main event card.
I remember that year Robbie E got 4 points, and he just kept every show he would go, I have 4 points.
Oh, Jeff Hart of all people, that was so funny.
Yeah,
but no, like he got rid of like anything going on with the X Division, and the Knockouts just went to the wayside during BFG series. But like they did have a chance, like Magnus got elevated through it. Gunner established a better position thanks to that, because before that he was just the TNA title guy. It did good to build certain people in certain regards, but there was positives and negatives to it. So I liked it. I was excited.
And you guys were talking about the gut check. They have I don't know if anybody ever watches them, but they have the one night only gut check that's going to be coming out. And I don't know who's going to be in it, but that'd be interesting to see what indie wrestlers are in that.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I actually have that. Stall.
Maybe Taylor Hendricks will be on it.
I don't know.
But remember, she was too fat to be in TNA.
That was because she worked at Sunglass Hut, remember? I thought that was so hilarious. It was, well, they can't pay their talent because they have to have a job at Sunglass Hut. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, really?
TNA is like part-time talent for the past while. So like if anybody like had like a quote regular job or something, I mean, that's what it was. TNA is not WWE.
All right, gut check featured Martin Stone, who was on British Boot Camp. He also was on NXT this week, taking on Ty Dillinger. Martin Stone versus Jesse Gossards, MVP versus John Davis, The Revolution versus the Von Erichs, who were at Slammiversary 12, Sean Ricker versus Crazy Steve, Davey Richard versus Tony Cozina, Crimson versus Shamuel Shaw, Tavita Fista.
So who was the gut check in that?
Crimson for his return. Oh, that was who it was. Pepper Parks took on Drew Galloway, and Dalton Castle took on DJ Z. Those are the two that I was thinking of. And then Sean Ricker.
And Cherry Bomb was on there. Cherry Bomb was with Pepper Parks.
Yeah, so and everybody, Sean Ricker is now the Eli Drake, who is currently rostered by TNA. It was cool to, like, Pepper Parks getting a shot is really awesome, because I think Pepper Parks is way underrated on the indie scene. But at the same time, there's really no names that'll make you go, oh my gosh, you know, Dalton Castle. And Dalton Castle will probably be one of the bigger shockers that's on there, considering what he's doing with ROH right now.
I never understood why TNA didn't go for certain indie talent. Or maybe, our question is, I wonder if they actually did. But
yeah, and they turned
people weren't interested. Because I always felt like TNA, why aren't you going after Johnny Gargano?
Ooh-ha,
and the one that got, Ooh-ha was another great one. One that got me, and I'm like, TNA, are you fucking serious? And I've talked about this before. When they had the global gut check, where they had like, they were having like the voting, and people were uploading videos, and it was a big deal. Exactly. Sammy Callahan was on that list, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And there was a lot of like bigger names on that list, and I'm like, why are you not like putting these guys on TV, even if you just give them a gut check match on TV? Don't have them go through the voting, because they could pick something up, because they have name recognition.
Like, all right, Brian Cage and Jay Bradley had their gut check together. Jay Bradley got kept. Brian Cage was an advocate on Twitter, on social media, at PWG house shows, anywhere and everywhere he went, about how he wanted to go to TNA. He wanted that shot to be in the X Division because he thought that he could bring something different, still have that style, but with the size that he had. He advocated for that over and over again, and they just never gave him anything more than that one match. But to your point, why would you give Chris Travis, or Chris Louie, or whatever his name is, not Chris Travis, I'm sorry, Chris Louie, a gut check when he's out of shape, has no point or reason to be on a television show? He shouldn't have been wrestling in front of 50 people, let alone on national television. But you won't bring in a Solomon Crowe or I don't know, maybe they reached out to him and these guys turned him down, which could very well be the case. But there were people that I heard that said that TNA was an option for him, but TNA just never reached out and went after him.
Mm-hmm. Because I was, yeah, like guys like Gargano and whatnot, like WWE had to be like hitting them up. I mean, they got some decent talent recently, mm-hmm. but I mean, they got EC3 because WWE got rid of him.
Right.
And EC3 is a guy that I always say he is the WWE reject that you want. Mm-hmm. You want to pick from under the pile from from WWE. You want to pick the guys that really didn't make a name for themselves, and I've always compared it to Matt Morgan.
Right.
Matt Morgan was a guy, yeah, he was in WWE, but most people, like myself, barely remember it.
Yeah, the stuttering.
So, yeah. I don't even remember that. I just remember him with Heyman, and then after that, I don't remember much.
Well, like,
but it was but what I'm saying, it's like, it's one of those things, you then pick them up, and you create a memorable character with them because you're basically a smaller pond.
Exactly.
And then maybe they can, either they can help build your brand higher, or they could possibly, which a lot of them do, just go back to WWE when they have a chance.
Right. I think, like, there are guys like Eli Drake, the Sean Rickers, who was in WWE for a long time in that developmental system and just never got a chance. He proved in certain regards during his season of NXT or whatever it was that he's on that he could talk. He's got good talking ability. He just never had a story to run with. Well, in that smaller pond, a guy like that shines better. He proves that he's got more talking abilities than some of these other guys. They can give him that bigger chance, like what they did with EC3, just to see if he's got something there. And I thought that he was a smart pickup. And even Drew Galloway, because I think Drew Galloway is massively underrated, especially considering like watching his work in Evolve or watching his work in ICW over in Scotland. The guy is impressive in the ring. He's passionate in his promos. He does the real wrestling talk, which is what so many people, you know, used to buy into, is, oh, it's too much sports entertainment, not enough wrestling. Well, here's a guy that's an advocate for that, but you're not going to get behind him just because he's in TNA. That's always been the disconnect that I've had with fans, is because I support the talent regardless of how idiotic the company is. It's not that I'm a TNA sympathist or that I'm a homer for them. It's that the guys like TJ Perkins have proven how good of people that they are over time and how talented they are, that they deserve my fandom regardless of what company they work for. Same way with Jon Moxley in CZW or Sami Callihan in CZW, Drake Younger in CZW. It doesn't matter how crappy that promotion is. Those guys are talented.
All right, let's move on. Did you do your second one, Eddie?
I did not.
Wow, that was long.
Sorry, TNA talk, my bad. Been 6 weeks since I've been on.
Do I want to do a... I don't know if I want to improve or toss, but that Sting Scorpion Deathlock was the worst Scorpion Deathlock I've ever freaking seen. I would have rather seen Rock do it 10 times rather than what he did. And right when he put it on, Seth started tapping right away. Because I don't think Sting was about ready to fall backwards.
Sting has no knees anymore, man. Like, if you ever saw him put that Scorpion on Matt Morgan, it just was horrible. The last person I saw him do a Scorpion Deathlock on that looked good was Bobby Roode. And that was when me and my wife were at Slammiversary X. And he did it on the commentator table in front of us. That was the last good one that I saw him do. He needs to just go with the death drop and leave his submission days in the past.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't put one on again, because he had to brace himself on Rowland's shoulder so he didn't fall backwards.
So. All right, I'm gonna do my keep and improve as the same thing, because I want to keep the finish of the Nikki.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Charlotte match. I wanted Katie to be on because she was one of the people that bitched about it, because I want to toss a majority of the IWC's reaction.
I love the promo that the vignette that they had of Nikki basically trolling everybody with that video. That was. I was laughing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And the way I looked at him, like, I didn't really get an argument with a friend. It was more or less, he's kind of a wrestling hipster, and he uses words like
Kata.
Work rate and all that. No, even worse than Kata. He uses words like work rate to describe wrestlers, which don't him. A lot of times it just don't hit that shit. But anyway, if you didn't see this coming, you're a fucking idiot.
I told so many people that. I'm like, how are you pissed? And one person tries to say, well, because Ric Flair was there. I'm like, so it's Raw. It's a go-home show before a pay-per-view. How did you not see this coming? And this is to build up suspense and build up the feud. And
like,
it almost seems like we will see. There's like no way around it. We will see Charlotte win the title.
It's not like Rick had anything else to do.
That's true. He has to get that alimony money somehow.
I thought that segment was really good. I don't see why anybody would complain about it.
Because they wanted Charlotte to win, and people don't like when WWE puts the carrot in front of them and pulls away. They hate it. How many people bitched when we all thought Dean Ambrose won the title?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, there was a good amount. That was a good moment, though.
I'll always say that was WWE testing waters.
Yeah.
Granted, they weren't going to strap him immediately, but they wanted to see how everybody felt about it.
They did it with Daniel Bryan, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought they could have did it in a different way, because we saw that already. We've seen that whole pull out the stuffing and stuff.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're getting caught.
Yeah, maybe they'll
ban them. It set up the whole, you know, if you're going to be disqualified, you're going to lose it too.
And people bitch about it. I seem to remember a Hall of Fame champion doing the same thing. He's well-respected, one of the most decorated wrestlers in WWE history. Edge? With the Edge heads?
Yeah.
What's the fucking difference, people? Oh, and it's what I always say. Just people don't like the Bellas. And if they don't like that wrestler, they are going to be like hardcore critical on them.
It's because she's sleeping with John Cena.
There's also a guy that was the dirtiest player in the game that kind of cheated a bunch of different times.
I'm looking at it that we need to see Charlotte turn heel. Because if she's champion, I want to see her become the dirtiest player in the game.
Yeah. I think she'd be a better heel than a face anyway, I think. I mean, that's the whole idea of I'm better than you. I'm
bred for greatness.
This way. I'm bred for greatness. I'm better than
don't,
you. That's
don't do
she
Born
is.
This Way. Don't do Born This Way.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
No. Unless she comes out in a meat dress. She has to come out in a meat dress first.
As a musician, I'd figure you would like her.
Why?
Because unlike a lot of pop acts, she writes her own shit. And it goes silent.
Yeah, he's got no reply for that one.
There's not really a reply to it. She does write her own stuff, but at the same time, that's not my taste in music. So I respect the fact that she would write her own stuff, but at the same time,
Have you ever listened to her stuff with Tony Bennett?
No.
That's some good stuff. The intro for Anything Goes is her and Tony Bennett. It is like, well, but I have a wide range of music taste. Like, it's kind of like, you know, Sinatra-ish.
That's her. I didn't realize that is her. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Because the original thing for Anything Goes was I wanted something that just was a song called Anything Goes. The original song that I used when we came back was the Guns N' Roses song Anything Goes. That is now the outro after I found Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett Anything Goes. Because I feel like it's classy, it's nice. She's a good singer. When people hate on her, I'm just like, eh, you just don't. Yeah, I get it. You don't like pop music. I was a teenager too.
Yeah, that originally comes from a Broadway musical.
I was like, I don't hate pop music. This is just not my thing.
All right, let's get into what's on, then we'll get on the picks. Why, do you want to leave DRG? Bewley?
I was on mute. No,
I like him better that way. Go back on mute.
On. Shut up, Amy. I can't be on until 11:30.
Okay, Andy, do your impression of DRG.
I can't be on.
No, the other one when you're on mute.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, let's get into what's on real quick, and then we'll get into picks. Bye, what's on?
Well, I went out and bought me a Wii U, so woo-hoo. I spent my last week playing some Super Mario Maker.
How is it?
Which is such a fun game. There's so many just different tools and all kinds of things that you can include in the game. They even included, if you're playing the 8-bit version instead of the 3D version, they have like character skins, so you don't have to just play as Mario. You can play as pretty much anyone, that at least anyone they've made an amiibo for, and there's supposed to be over 100 different skins you can use for Mario. So if you want to use like Pikachu from Pokemon, you can use Pikachu. If you want to use Link, you can use Link. If you want to use Zelda, you can do that. Ganondorf, Charizard.
Are
Aren't Link and Zelda the same thing?
No.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. Ganondorf, like, you can just use a whole bunch of different characters. But there's that. I started watching a couple episodes of Culture Shock on the network. It's okay. It needs to be a little longer, but it's a pretty decent show. I saw they uploaded a new Table for Three tonight, so I have to watch that tonight.
Don't steal mine. That's mine.
Did you watch it already?
Yeah, it's good.
With the New Day?
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Well, I'll have to catch that. And then...
I thought it would be a little funnier than it was, but it's kind of interesting. It tells their story about how they got together.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be about. But, yeah, other than playing Wii U, we had band practice this week like we always do, and then that's all I really did this week.
All right, DRG, what's on? I want to say keep toss or improve. What's on?
Keep toss or improve.
I want to keep season two of The Blacklist, which is what I'm watching right now. That is, it's such a great show. David.
That's racist.
I want to say Kevin, what is it, not Kevin Spader, David Spader?
Kevin Smith.
Not Kevin Smith, no. Anyway, Spader, James Spader. Thank you, baby. James Spader does an excellent, excellent job playing a true anti-hero in that show as the Raymond Reddington character. It's awesome. Just awesome to watch. Still watching Lost here and there every chance I get. I'm on like season 5 now, and I don't have as much time. It's been real busy as of late. I just haven't had much time to do anything else, but I have been catching up on some Blacklist. Watched Encino Man not too long ago for the first time in years and forgot how ridiculously stupidly funny that movie is. It made me laugh. Watched Jupiter Ascending. Don't watch that. I watched it, but don't watch it. The CGI was really good on it, but the story was just so meh.
The movie's so bad, you should see it twice.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I love sci-fi, and I can run with any plotline twist or something in science fiction, because that's the whole point about it, is there's no limitations. But that story just had me bored. The stuff that they did with like his anti-gravity boots and in the CGI with the spaceships were awesome. The planets were awesome. There was some cool stuff that they did with building and designing these galaxies or these visions that people had, but the story just didn't have me interested in it at all. But yeah, that's what's on.
And just in time to be back, Andy, what's on?
Okay, I watched Table 3. We kind of talked Next. About it already. It's it's kind of interesting how it tells their story, kind of how Kofi was the last one into the mix, and it kind of explained that they kept saying, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this, and they're like, no, 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 and then all of a sudden, they got over, and now they're taking, like, basically all their suggestions. I mean, like, oh, well, that was easy. So it's kind of cool to see that they're doing what they want to do now. It's just interesting.
When did they finally get control? Like, when they turned heel?
Yeah, and they were kind of complaining about, they kind of just ran with what they were given. They really didn't want to do the whole gospel thing. I think they really didn't come out and say it, but it was kind of like they got control after the whole New Day chant started, or New Day sucks kind of thing. It seemed like after they got the actual boost, the heat, they were given the ability to kind of be the funny heel kind of thing.
I always felt the purpose of the New Day after they came about was like, all right, these guys are supposed to get over so they can turn heel. But they didn't turn heel in an evil way, they turned heel in a brilliant way.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like they were supposed to be heel all along is what they were trying to say. Is like, okay, the people aren't getting what we're trying to do because they're chanting along kind of thing.
I don't know. They never seemed to be heel until, I don't know, what people were booing them. It wasn't because of they didn't like them, or just because they didn't like the gimmick.
It seemed like the night after WrestleMania, that's kind of when they started to get over, when that chant kind of started.
Yeah, if you're going to have a night to get over, that's the best night.
And then I watched 12 Rounds 3. I haven't seen any of the other 12 rounds. It's kind of a poor man's version of Die Hard, without the comedy moments. But it wasn't bad.
Don't you dare insult Die Hard like that. Don't you dare. Any of the 12 rounds, anything can't be compared to freaking Bruce Willis's masterpiece. Really?
I can't talk. Leave me alone. I got my wife over here, so they're making fun of me.
But, I mean, it's a poor man's version of it. I mean, that's the scenario of it, basically. He's locked in a building, and he's trying to get out.
Yeah, that's. I think that one, I forget what the I thought 12 rounds, the original, was almost like a Saw. Not like the gore thing, but it was just kind of like you have the 12 rounds, like you have these 12 things, and that's how you can find your wife or something like that.
Yeah.
And, find me and your wife, but I've never seen
it. Yeah, I've never seen it either, and it's kind of cool. I kind of want to look into that. But the 12 rounds that goes with this is 12 rounds in his gun. He's got 12 bullets.
Yeah, I've seen the preview for it. And I do find it where a lot of people, so many wrestling fans are like, oh, I really want to go see this movie. Or she's at IWC, like, oh, I really want to go see this because it's fucking
Dean Ambrose.
Ambrose, if it was fucking Randy Orton or John Cena in there, they'd be like, oh, fuck this shit.
Yeah, well, I kind of watch it because of Ambrose, so you can kind of rope me into that. But I don't know. It was good. It wasn't dog shit, but it was... I was folding clothes while I was watching it, so it was all right.
Was it Transformers good?
Which Transformers?
the new one.
Age of Extinction? Y'all can sit there and complain all you want. I like that movie.
I said I did too, and Ant jumped all over my dick about it.
No.
It's
Ant doing that and telling you what you have to think, that would never happen.
It's kind of like a corny movie, that movie. I mean, you gotta laugh at that movie. You can't take it serious.
Your mom goes to college.
Alright, so that's gone to what's on for me. Let me see. It went to AIW. Kind of already talked about that one. That was a big one for me. Watched Raw. I downloaded a ridiculous amount of stuff that I plan on watching in the next coming weeks while I'm on the road, because I don't have a whole lot to watch, but I was going to pull it up on the laptop, but I forgot it's on my other laptop. No, it's on this. No, it's on my other one. Downloaded, like, let me see... I think the first two seasons of Breaking Bad. I'm gonna give it another try. I can't guarantee the same thing if I do the same with Walking Dead. I downloaded every episode of one of my favorite shows. And it's gonna become my new I'm bored type thing to watch. And that's How I Met Your Mother.
Ew.
What was that?
It's an EU.
Love that show. It was amazing.
I never got into that show. My BS one just to throw on is freaking Twilight Zone, so I can't say much. I've got my own little things that I lean on. I just, sitcoms like that have never, because I was never big into Seinfeld. Like, everybody raved about How I Met Your Mother.
Dude, How I Met Your Mother is not like Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
I'm saying the sitcom.
I love sitcoms. I can... There's certain sitcoms that are good, and I think if you watch from the first episode to the last episode, and they tell, like, this gigantic story, mm-hmm. and, like, every season has a purpose, or, you know, there's certain things that go throughout the whole series, and it serves a purpose, then it's good. How I Met Your Mother is one of them. Scrubs is another one of my favorites.
Scrubs was amazing.
Yeah, I can go so much into that one. That's the next one I'm going to download the whole series from, even though I have it on DVD, but I can't bring the collection with me. I can, but I'm not bringing.
Yeah, it's freaking 13.
It's what?
There's no. What is it, 13 or 9? How many seasons does it have?
9, 8.
And then the college.
Only, I thought it was 8 and then college. Maybe it is 9 then college. No, because I thought it was less than Friends, and my ex loved Friends, and that was her thing. I love Scrubs. She loved Friends.
Oh, me and my wife sat and watched the entire series of Scrubs together, and that from start to finish. I can't think of an episode where I was just like, I really did not like that. That one and Chuck. Chuck was another good series, but the Chuck had a twist end that I liked. She didn't, but I'm right and she's wrong, so.
As you hear her in the background correcting you.
Yeah,
you see, I downloaded last season of The League, last season of, or should I say the previous season of Big Bang Theory.
Don't spoil.
A bunch of, I haven't even started watching it.
Don't spoil me.
How far are you yet?
I don't know. It's the first season.
I downloaded the first three seasons of Arrow, so I can figure out what the fuck Mop and Bitch and Boy always talk about.
Arrow's awesome.
Downloaded the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the only season right now of Agent Carter. I know I downloaded more. It's just, so I have, like, stuff to, like, watch and I can continue to watch. Because I know at one point, there was, like, last year, I had 2 days where I didn't do a fucking thing. It's hard to explain, but I watched the whole first season, and I think they have a second season out, so I need to download that of True Detective. Mm-hmm. So I love being able to do that. So since I don't get to watch stuff live, that's one thing. Oh, what was another show? Oh, Two Broke Girls was another one. I downloaded all their seasons, but last season I know I got behind them. Because when me and my ex broke up, it was just like I had a couple months where I didn't watch TV. And it, by the time I got back around to downloading stuff, every season was over. And now that they have Windows 10, the update, the new update allowed MKV files to be viewed easily without having to download a different player. So I'm like, great, that makes downloading so much quite easier. Also downloaded a bunch of movies that mostly will be used for old school of the movies on the 90s retrospect. Age of Ultron was another one that I was released a little early, so I downloaded that one.
Yeah, I rewatched that. That was good.
So good.
I'm going to go watch Mad Max. I got a buddy of mine that's supposed to be bringing it over, and that's the one that I'm looking for. Buddy, cousin, same freaking different. I'm getting corrected over here, guys.
All right, let's, before it gets too late, because DRG says he can't be on for another 15 minutes.
No, because my wife's over here saying, hey, can you hurry up, please? And I'm trying to be a good husband, so.
She's like, mm-hmm.
She's sitting over, even they're laughing at me. She's sitting over going, I'm being patient. I know.
All right, let's get into the picks. And I have to read off Katie's picks, and I got to read off Bitch Boy's picks. Double Wham.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ant.
No, Ant. Remember, Ant dropped out.
Oh, that's right. Ant bowed out because he's a wussy and doesn't like getting beat in Pick'em Leagues. Trust me, I know.
I forget. How are you doing on the Pick'em League?
I'm not in last. I was impressed with Andy. Andy did really good.
I was impressed with Wayne.
Wayne didn't do that bad.
See, I always float under the radar, and then I jump on it.
I was impressed. I don't want to know. Oh, wait, I'm not a part of it.
Can be if you want. Wayne's a part of it, and he doesn't watch it anymore.
I just don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. Andy almost got into the last two Monday night games.
Yeah, he kind of screwed himself on those.
And Carp, got 14.
And as usual, Carp came in from behind.
No. No, Kiwi always comes from behind.
Well, everybody was always talking big about Philadelphia, and then they fucking sucked. And then San Francisco was supposed to be shit, and they were good.
Hey,
so,
hey,
whatever.
Heavy.
Yes.
Hey, Heavy, we're tied at third.
The massive...
There's like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven people tied for third place.
Told you, seven.
I don't care as long as I'm beating Ant. That's all that matters. He's my nemesis. Who is the two pimp of butterflies?
That is the guy we added tonight. That is the ultimate MJR.
Well, he's got a horrible name. Two pimp a butterflies. Really? I would rather you do the butterfly effect starring Ashton Kutcher than to pimp a butterflies.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Crazy town. Baby. Shifty. I've actually got that on my prime. Anyway, we're doing Pick'ems. What the hell are we rambling about? Go.
Well, I'm filling in devils as I'm talking, so I was hoping for stalling.
Oh, yeah. Wayne is a baker, is at six picks right, and a bartender is right above him with seven.
And he forgot to pick, so I need to send that picture.
Did he?
I gotta be good.
Yeah, that was
that's a first.
Yeah, heavy when it comes to pick'ems, Heavy usually doesn't help people out. He wants them to win on their own or lose on their own.
He is also a star sucker.
I can't believe Seattle lost to the freaking Rams. We're not yappy little hand
Seattle too.
We're talking about picks. But
talking about picks.
Right picks.
Yeah, NFL picks, not Heavy. Oh. The whip has been cracked, buddy. You had better get on the ball.
DR, don't make me. Your picks are basically already on the group me, so go the fuck away.
Go drink a daiquiri.
No. Oh, yeah, he did text him to me.
To be honest with you, I forgot that I said I was going to be on tonight, and that's why my wife's like, hurry up and go, because she didn't know that I was going to do a podcast till like you called. And I said, oh, yeah, by the way.
Well, just do a podcast like you did before, and she didn't even know she was on it.
Recorder without her knowing. Yeah, that never happened because, you know, the detour never happened.
That show did take a detour.
I did. It took a... I got sick and tired of trying to find ways to justify TNA's stupidity mixed with real life, and I don't have the time or ability to sit down and record a show the way that people can do and get on Skype for 6 hours at a time and flash each other their genitalia on webcam. So, since I don't have that ability...
That's enough about anything goes.
I was talking about Kiwi Tuts experience, but whatever.
I love that one.
Fresh meat. He's got moist thighs.
Hashtag heavy's moist thighs.
I got my wife over here going, ew. If you work harder, I could.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch.
You can go fuck yourself. Oh, that was horrible.
Well, we have the clip of the night.
Heavy, you're taking forever, man. I'm getting abused over here. Hurry.
All right. I can fill in the rest a little bit later. All right. Let's get into the picks that we said we were going to get into. And we have going over the leaderboard that we have going. In first place, we have Andy Anderson. I was waiting for the dumb joke. Or do I have to go in second place?
How's DRG? My ass smell? How's my ass smell?
In third place, we have Mob Jockey, which I need to get his picks later. In fourth place, we have Biohazard. Fifth place, Devil Vamp.
Mop's ass stinks.
Sixth place, Katie. And in last place, me.
Good job, Katie.
Bio's at 44, Katie's at 38, Devil's at 41, and I'm at 31. All right, get into the matches. The kickoff show, the Lucha Dragons and Neville versus the Cosmic Wasteland. Devil Vamp's going cosmic. Katie's going cosmic. I'm going cosmic. I'm going to have a cosmic brownie with this match, too. Bio.
Yeah, I'll go with the Wasteland on this one.
Mop, who is not here. DRG.
I don't know. Who are we picking on again?
Really? Hurry up. Get off.
Team Neville.
Go faces. Lucha N.
Heroes or villain?
Andy.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
I know.
They kept having this thing where R-Truth kept winning. He was a face. So let's go with the faces. It doesn't make any goddamn sense, but let's go with the faces.
So Lucha N. All right. I went in Wikipedia order, which I'm going to have to go in different order because we don't want to go with the World Heavyweight title match next. Let's go... Start from the bottom. WWE Tag Team Championship match. The New Day versus the Dudleys. Devil Vamp and Katie, you're going New Day. I'm going to go New Day as Bio.
I'm going to go...
Now, it's a triple threat, so there's no DQ, so they can use the table.
What?
I'll go New Day. It's not a triple threat.
I thought, ain't PTP in it, too?
No.
No, it's Day versus it was. Dudleys.
Okay, I thought PTP was in it, too.
Yeah, just I'm gonna go New Day.
Just because it's triple threat, it doesn't make it no DQ.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
This match is lactose intolerant. It's no DQ.
Mm-hmm.
Not Dairy Queen?
Exactly. DRG.
Give me Xavier Wood and his band of misfits.
His trombone.
Andy.
New Day?
Why do I keep writing Day in all caps?
Because it's just New Day.
Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. I'm hoping this is over. Dolph Ziggler. Bio. Oh, and Katie and Devil both picked.
I hope the ring explodes, but I'll go... Yeah, I guess for the... You know what? I'm going to go Rusev on this one.
Ooh, you like your big.
Ooh.
I'm going to slowly end up in last place anyway, so I don't care.
You can't beat Ant. Actually, you can't wager all your points on Rusev.
Double checking these picks. I think Katie and Vamp picked the exact same winners.
What you're saying is Katie is Vamp.
I believe it.
I want
all right, DRG.
I want Ziggles to cut his hair. That's what I want. Ziggles to cut his hair.
And to win the match?
Yes, and to win the match. But I want him to cut his hair.
Andy.
Let's go Rusev.
Rusev.
Lana.
I heard rumors that they're talking about them working together again, which makes sense. I'm starting to think you're going to see for the... I don't know why they would do this. It makes sense, but it doesn't at the same time. Dolph Ziggler and Summer have been together the whole time. They're going to basically turn him heel. Rusev and Lana are going to get back together, and they're going to try to Rusev face.
Mm.
I could see that.
I figured Summer should have been with Ziggler the whole time anyway.
I don't know. I think Ziggler doesn't need a woman. The best one he had was Vicky, but they weren't really dating.
He had a lot of them. AJ. He had Summer.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of AJ, the WWE Divas Championship, Nikki Bella versus Charlotte. And if Nikki Bella is disqualified, counted out, or in any particular way, she will lose the Divas title. Devil Vamp and Katie both pick Charlotte. As much as I don't want to see it happen, I'm going to go with Charlotte as well. Bio.
I'm going to go against the grain and say Nikki wins. I know she's not going to, but I'm going with Nikki. I have a weird feeling about this match.
I swear, I still hope Paige turns heel. But Nikki would have to beat Charlotte clean and people pissed. All right, DRG.
It doesn't matter because they ruined what they could have had on Monday. And everything's horrible and it's dumb now. So, no, I'm not even picking.
I feel like...
All right, Andy.
If Paige is going to interfere, then she's going to kick Nikki in the... You're shooting to kick Nikki, and it's going to cause a disqualification.
Yeah. Give me Charlotte. I think I put Nikki in the text I sent you, but I'm flipping.
I'm the only one voting Nikki.
Don't you sigh at me.
No, I want to go Nikki, but I... man.
Give Andy Brie.
Take a leap of faith.
Oh, Nikki. Because
you can look, but you can't touch.
I'll go Nikki.
You can keep dreaming on the stars above.
All right. Next up, let's go Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and to be announced versus the Wyatt family. Devil Vamp and Katie are picking Shield. I'm going to pick... this is one I'm trying to figure out what I want to pick. I'm going to go Wyatt. And does anybody have... Well, we'll do it when we're going to go through it once, who you're picking, and then when we'll do it the second time, who you think the person's going to be. I'm debating whether we should do that for bonus points or not.
No,
I say that's a wager.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Katie put Kane as a wager in hers.
Yeah, she did. Well, she had asked before whether it would be a wager or a pick. And the way I look at it, we could do it as a pick because no one really knows. People heard what it could, a couple possibilities what it could be, but nothing's been an official pick.
Make it a bonus point. That way you don't lose a point just for getting the person wrong.
Okay. Well, Del Vamp's not here, and I'll tell him, and I'll put it in bonus point.
I'm picking Hulk Hogan.
Brother. Hold on. All right, well, we'll still go through normal, and then we'll depict that as. And like we already did say that Katie picked King. Biohazard. After all that talking, you're still thinking?
Yeah.
Pick the Wyatts. You know you want to pick the Wyatts. You love Bray. He's got a belly. You love him.
He's a big bearded belly man.
You know you love Bray and Bree.
you say Bray and Bree?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go to the Wyatts. I'll go to the Wyatts. I just don't think you could have Braun Strowman in his debut pay-per-view match lose.
Yeah, but the guest, usually the mystery person is usually the team that wins, though, so I don't know.
I am going to pick...
Actually, I was missing you. Well, what did you pick in bio?
He went Wyatt and Orton.
Orton is the mystery. I'm going to pick the Wyatts to win, but I'm going to pick Cesaro as the mystery opponent, or the mystery. And to be honest, they blew an opportunity there because the greatest choice that they could have made was vacant. That dude held a title in TNA and two titles in the WWE at the same time. Why didn't they just choose vacant?
Vacant held every championship ever.
And Double A.
I'm going to go Mini Shield because usually I could go either way. I'm going to go Mini Shield and I'm going to go for the mark out moment. I mean, it could be your white sheep. It could be Orton. I'm going to go mark out moment ever. Daniel Bryan.
All right. I'm going with Kane. And I already picked Wyatt's, if I said that or not. I think I did.
So explain why Kane.
Because they've been emphasizing the word monster about Braun Strowman. And if it's Kane, I mean, I'm not going to go this specific on the pick, but Mask Kane. Because before he left, and they had him go out on the injury, they kept stressing, well, you know, what happened to the monster and this and that. And I think that's like the perfect time. Granted, he's going to flip face and he's going to go from corporate Kane. And there might be a whole different story that they want to go down that road. I don't know.
Or but it could be
Kane. If it's someone putting a gun to my head and saying pick, I'm picking.
Or it could be Solomon Crowe because on NXT, they've been stressing him as the NXT's little monster. So.
Oh, so he's a Lady Gaga fan. Got it. All right.
They're gonna bring Karma back in. That's what they're gonna do.
That would be great. All right. Next up, the Intercontinental Title match: Ryback versus Kevin Owens. And I'm going to pick Ryback because I want to confuse everybody, but I'm picking Kevin Owens. And also picking Kevin Owens is Katie and W. Bio. Are you going to pick your favorite wrestler in the world?
Bull yes, Dempsey is not on this card.
Hey, fit happens. Yeah, I'll go Ryback on this one.
Oh, shit.
I don't like Ryback as champion, but I don't see Owens picking it up on the first time around.
DRG.
Owens, I think, is who I picked. Owens.
Andy.
Fight, Owens, fight.
I'm either going to be in first or dead last in this show.
I think I'm going to be dead last.
The WWE United States title, Seth Rollins versus John Cena!
Ow.
Double Vamp and Katie are picking Cena, and I'm going to pick Cena. Bio.
Oh, this sucks, because I know Cena's going to win by disqualification, but I'm still going to go Seth Rollins. I don't care.
DRG. I need verbal confirmation.
John Cena.
Was waiting on a swerve. Annie Anderson.
John Cena.
You're not going with your fellow potato lover?
I'm biting my lip and saying John Cena.
Speaking of your fellow potato lover, we have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins versus Sting. Myself, Double Vamp, and Katie. All picking Seth. Biohazard.
Fuck it, Sting.
Oh, bastard.
DRG.
I want Seth Rollins.
Andy.
The Icon, Sting.
Oh, shit. As I make some minor corrections, because for half the Seths, I put Seth, and the other one, I put Rollins. And Rollins looks better going up against Sting, because I don't want two S's. All right. Any wagers? First off, any plus fives?
Plus five that I don't watch the pay-per-view.
Any real plus five?
Plus five that my wife is going to get pissed off a second.
Yeah, you're 7 minutes over your allotted time.
Yeah, she's already mad at me.
He's got to sleep on the couch.
Tell her John Cena.
John Cena.
I don't think even he could help you at this point. I'm gonna do a wager, but go ahead, Andy.
Start with plus fives. Start with bio.
I'm not doing a plus five.
Okay, DRG, no plus fives?
No, I actually have no wagers on this pay-per-view, believe it or not.
Oh, shit. Taking my route. Andy.
I'm not going to do a plus five, but I'm going to make a wager.
Jesus Christ, you dumb. Last pay-per-view was like plus five, plus five, plus five, plus five.
I know.
I only wager on things that I have enough confidence in that I'm right on, and right now there's nothing on this pay-per-view that I'm that confident on.
So if I call cash-in, do I have to call who the cash-in is on to?
Yep.
Will I get...
No, you just have to call them that there's a cash-in.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing the because same thing. Because
it's only going to be on the champion.
Okay.
But if you're... We can't say, like, if you pick... Yeah, because you... go with actually you pick Sting to win.
Yeah, so...
If Rollins wins... That would mean you're already wrong on your bonus. So no. Oh, I have Mob Jockeys. He just sent me his pick. So I don't get it.
So if I call cash in and if he cashes on Seth, I lose because I picked.
Yep.
You're just putting in who the cash in's against. I mean, you're just putting in that there's a cash in.
I want to go a point on the cash in.
1 point?
Yeah.
I was gonna go two on it.
Well, fine, bastard. Go two.
You're in first place. What does it matter? You're how far above him?
I like went like opposite everything, so I.
So did I. Copycat.
You picked Ryback.
You're going plus. The differences between you.
I could get them all right, plus two, and still wouldn't have get caught up.
Fine, fuck you. Plus five cash in.
I'm not going to do a plus five. All right. Is that you doing anymore?
No, that's it. Just the cash in.
Both of you doing plus five, or are you doing plus?
No, two? I'm still doing plus two.
Oh, you doing plus?
Fuck him.
Plus five. Ooh.
I didn't say anything about that. Let me go there.
I'm just joking around.
Can I lose your plus five on the fact that I gotta go?
No, fuck you.
Shut up, Andy. You won me off this call. Oh, I choked on my spit there.
What are your wagers?
My wagers is plus five that I'm not going to watch this pay-per-view. That's seriously what my wager is because I don't have any wagers for this pay-per-view.
Oh, that's right.
Plus five that Vamp finds something to bitch about on the pay-per-view.
that doesn't count either.
Plus five that he doesn't bitch about the Divas match.
Plus five that somebody on the AWWR calls in to bitch about the Divas match.
Plus five. Somebody on the AWWIR show actually listens to Star Show.
Some plus,
people do.
Plus five that I lose my WRX match this week because somebody wanted to bitch about a hot topic, whereas I came up with a creative one. I'm not bitter or nothing, you know.
You are. You bitter old man.
I want to go over Devils. He put +5 on Dolph.
I laugh if it's a known contest again.
Hold on, did Katie do the same thing? No, she's +3 on Katie.
All right, y'all be good.
I like the whole Dolph right, Swerve thing with all right. Summer.
My best of the week is Andy not shutting the hell up. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's PodCon, Kel Black.
Here you go.
All right.
Bye.
If I got anything wrong on Devils, he'll just tell me later.
Oh, he will.
I'm sure you hear about it.
Well, he's going to be on the...
You bastards!
He's going to be on the Night of Champions show.
Oh, they are having a show?
We're doing a live cast.
Yep.
Fuck my life.
I won't be able to be on, but...
And go over Mop's picks while I got them up in front of me. He's going Cosmic Wasteland, Sting. I think he might do it in the same order that Wikipedia was, so this might be perfect. Sting, Cena.
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 John Cena. Charlotte.
Becky Lynch.
I can't believe I want Nikki.
I'd love to go Nikki.
Nippy. Yeah. He's a little nippy.
He goes Wyatt's, Rusev. Ooh, Dudley's.
Is he the only one that went Dudley's?
Yes. he's putting a +5 on Charlotte.
Bastard.
Cena.
Really?
Cena. Cena.
He might win this thing.
And Sting by DQ.
Oh, please don't set up a second match. I barely wanted to see the first one.
I just think him winning, it gets the cash in out of the way. It gives him his title. I don't know. He looked like shit on Raw, but I don't know.
All right, let's go with the news. Actually, wait a minute. Because I was trying to do that to save up time, but I realized I have to go over everybody's pick one more time. All right. Going down.
Did he just fall off his truck?
I think he was going down out of his truck.
Now I'm scared. Are you okay? I can't hear anything. Hope Zool knows how to dial 911. You gotta be shitting me. Kansas City just fumbled and Denver ran it back in for a touchdown. You gotta be fucking shitting me. Hello?
I'm here. I don't know what happened to Heavy.
I don't know what happened either. I hung up and called back, figuring maybe it was me.
No.
Call him. The freaking Chiefs fumbled the ball and Broncos took it back for a touchdown.
For some reason, my shit went disconnected.
There he is.
You were scaring me, dude.
We heard this loud click and then it was silent.
Where you're like, I'm going down and like, it almost sounded like fell.
My headset disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Where did I drop off at?
Yeah, you're going to start to read everything back. And you said, now I'm going to go down the list again. When you said, I'm going down, it like you fell. I'm like, I think he just went down out of his truck.
Why would I be reading a list off my laptop while getting out of my truck?
Well, yeah, that's what you said. I'm going down.
And then it goes, kloomp.
And you were like, kloomp. I was like, I hope Zoom knows how to dial 911 because I was worried about you. I tried calling you on your phone, too.
Yeah, you just called once.
Yeah, Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably should just text me because I sat there and read through everybody's picks and I was wondering why no one was saying
I hung up and called back. I was like, what the hell's going on? Well, plus the fucking Chiefs just fumbled. Charles fumbled the goddamn ball. The Broncos picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. So I was swearing about
WrestleCast.
That.
WrestleCast.
Were you guys at least talking the whole time?
No.
So I don't have to edit it?
No. Not at all.
All right. Going down the picks one more time. At least I stumbled a couple times. And now those won't be heard. All right. We have Devil Vamp's picks of Cosmic Wasteland, Rollins, Cena, Kevin Owens, Charlotte, Shield, Dolph Ziggler in New Day, +5 on Dolph Ziggler. I am Cosmic Wasteland, Rollins, Cena, Kevin Owens, Charlotte, Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, New Day, and bonus point of Kane. We don't have the bonus point yet on Devil Vamp. Katie's is Cosmic, Rollins, Cena, Kevin Owens, Charlotte, Shield, Dolph Ziggler, New Day, and Kane, with a +3 on it being Kane. Biohazard is Cosmic, Sting, Rollins, Ryback, Nikki, Wyatt, Rusev, New Day, Orton, with a +2 on the cash-in. Mop is Cosmic, Sting, Cena, Owens, Charlotte, Wyatt, Rusev, Dudley's, Orton, +5 on Sting by DQ, Charlotte, and Cena. DRG is Lucha, Neville, with Rollins, Cena, Owens, Charlotte, Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, New Day, and Cesaro. Andy is Lucha, Neville, Sting, Cena, Kevin Owens, Nikki, Shield, Rusev, New Day, Daniel Bryan, a plus five on a cash-in. Now, on to the news.
And...
beep, 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 beep.
I did a little intro, but yeah, it wasn't heard because I read through everything.
Anyway, we'll start with the late breaking news. TNA confirms their next Hall of Fame inductee for October.
Next.
Okay, the inductee is is Earl Hebner, the referee.
Not the wrestler.
not his twin, but Earl Hebner.
Well, his brother was a referee, too.
His son's a referee, too.
That's right.
It's kind of lame, but okay.
Yeah,
I think it's dumb. He's a referee. Granted, everything like TNA does, it's we're going to put this person in the Hall of Fame before WWE, and now it's we're going to put a referee in before anybody. It's like, it's not, granted, WWE Hall of Fame's not real, but it's a little more prestigious. This is just like, ooh, look at us. Look what we're doing. We put in Sting before WWE does. We put in the Dudleys before WWE will. We put Kurt Angle in before WWE will. We're putting in a referee before anybody does. Look at us. But referees shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. No offense to them, but their job is kind of not to be noticed. Because when you think of matches, you ever think of in your head where the referee was at certain points?
Not really.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if there's a ref that's going to go in, it's going to be him.
He's one of the more well-known ones, yeah.
And moving on, there's currently serious talk within WWE of getting Rusev and Lana back together on air, with the feeling that both characters are weaker apart from each other. Wherever the decision goes for the angle will likely be slower than before, given the fact that Lana cannot do anything physical for around 4 months due to her actual injury.
That she can't give a handy.
I like that whole idea of Dolph turning heel with Summer. That makes sense. And then turning Rusev face with Lana.
I'm here to steal your girl. Like it. I'm tired of this storyline.
I am too. I actually just hope it's somebody wins and we just like transition to something totally different.
Yeah. Okay. Next story. There was a NXT talent meeting held on the September 3rd having to do with what was previously reported as talent not getting paid on the house for successful NXT live events, including San Jose and Brooklyn. The question was whether or not the talent would get paid for the huge gate in Brooklyn, which sold out. But the talent were told they would not get paid extra for the Brooklyn show or for the upcoming UK tour, noting that the NXT business model is losing money and they are all still getting paid their guarantees. It was also noted that unlike the main roster talent who have to pay for their road expenses, WWE does cover travel expenses for NXT talent when they work live events, where they also get paid extra. There's also road expenses covered for the first 90 days once they are on the main roster.
That's cool.
Yep.
That kind of shows that evolution of WWE.
They're trying to make it where they'll pay them less money but cover their travel. I kind of like that because travel's already taken a big chunk out of most of their paychecks anyway.
Yeah, and that's like the whole thing with NXT. It's like, yeah, you get paid like what would be equivalent of a starting salary somewhere. Just the starting salary basically in WWE, but you're not going anywhere. You're going to be in Florida. You might do some like Florida road trips, which the money you're getting paid should be able to cover gas around that state. It shouldn't be that much for you. Maybe a tank or two a week. Granted, that could be a lot of money. I don't know what gas prices are right now in Florida. I know up in Ohio and everything, they've been getting around $2 a gallon. I don't know what they earn down there.
Yeah, it's around $2 here.
So that's not that big of a problem, but kind of going, well, we're going to have you spend more on travel, but we're going to cover that. That's pretty cool.
I assume they probably get a per diem. That's probably what they get.
They get a guarantee, which I believe all wrestlers get a downside guarantee now too, where you're guaranteed at least this much. And if you, I know the main roster has it, when the house does good, you get paid extra. But with NXT, they're getting paid per show plus their guarantee.
All right, next.
All right. WWE talent, including those who are from previous eras and are no longer wrestling but are still affiliated with the company through Legends deals or other ways, were told not to have any contact with Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
Those who have talked about the situation have talked about it as a double standard, as WWE has immortalized Ultimate Warrior now, cleaned up his past, given him a statue, while the feeling is said that he said things as bad, if not worse, and was public with his comments as opposed to private.
It'll come around again. It'll blow over.
Yeah, I think if we just give it time. I don't remember who said it. Give it about 3 to 5 years and it'll blow over. It'll be back.
I think give it a year.
Nah, years. Because of this being a court case, it was probably me. I've been advocate of saying this is going to eventually blow over. The only thing is we just have to give it time.
Yeah. All right. Jay Lethal was asked about rumors regarding WWE being interested in bringing him in. He was quoted as saying, I'll say if it's true, I'm honored. To be wanted in professional wrestling is all that a wrestler should ask for. It's a great feeling. So if that's true, I'm honored. I haven't heard anything yet myself. But he said, would you work for WWE? I've answered this question before. To me, the answer is still the same. So he's saying he's open to going to WWE, but he has not heard anything on WWE side. And next, lately there's been some speculation that the current angle involving Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and the Wyatt could potentially lead to a heel turn for Reigns. Reigns has been viewed as an obvious main event project since the day he was brought to the main roster, one that WWE is carefully booking in specific ways. There has been speculation recently that Ambrose bringing Jimmy Uso into the fold for their battle against the Wyatt family could lead to a Reigns heel turn, as Reigns would get upset that Ambrose brought his family, Uso, into the situation where he would get destroyed. Whether or not this is the direction that WWE is going remains to be seen. However, there are many reasons why Reigns turning heel right now would make sense from a booking standpoint.
I think it's kind of like the Shield. You can have him or Ambrose turn heel. It just depends on which way you want to go.
I don't see there being that many top faces in the company, though. Because if you turn one of them heel, now that leads John Cena, Cesaro, and then whichever one doesn't turn. That's three versus there's a giant list of six or ten heels that are near that top level. And this was the situation we were in before, where you just had John Cena and CM Punk. So.
You have Orton, depending on when they want to use him. But he's been using a reduced schedule lately.
Yeah, he requested to have a reduced schedule. I don't see there being that many top faces, and I don't see them needing to turn him just yet. Establish a couple more guys up there, maybe, but I don't see them doing it anytime soon.
Yep.
All right. It looks like the name Jeff Hardy has been mentioned quite a lot behind the scenes in WWE.
No. Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey. All right, Mike Adamly.
Mm-hmm.
It appears, though, as WWE fans may soon experience the return of the charismatic enigma following the recent return of the Dudley Boys, another star involved in the crazy TLC matches, blah, blah, blah. WWE recently polled fans on some potential superstar returns and who they'd like to see, and Jeff Hardy, along with the Dudley Boys, was included. It's worth noting the Hardys were also name-dropped on the Raw segment with Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys. It could have been said that it would be awkward for those two teams to talk about their history and not include the Hardys. However, that hasn't stopped WWE in the past with similar situations. The Wrestling Observer reports that public Hardy mentions were not encouraged by WWE in the past, while Jeff Hardy is currently signed to TNA. There has been speculation that Hardy returning to WWE could happen, as TNA is in need of greatly reducing their costs due to their ongoing television situation. The two highest paid wrestlers in TNA are Hardy and Kurt Angle, and Angle announced that he won't be re-signing in TNA when his contract expires.
So if Jeff comes, does Matt come with him?
I would see both of them coming, but Matt needs to hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
See, before, he was just a little pudgy. Now he's getting a lot pudgy. I don't know if it's dad body kicking in or what, but...
I'm wondering if they ever bring in him, will they bring in Ribby?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I know it is.
It's his wife. That's hard. Because I could see them doing it because he's like, hey, it's my wife. You know, she's a wrestler too, whatever. But I could also see them pushing her away because they're married. Kind of. I don't know. Weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one was updated on 13th. It was regarding John Cena and the WWE World Championship. It's saying that John Cena having another run with the world title looks like it won't be happening until next year. Prior to WWE announcing Sting versus Seth Rollins for the world title, there was talk that Cena could be going against Rollins with both titles on the line. Report is that at the time, it was reported WWE's goal is to keep Cena from the title and have the belt go to Roman Reigns and other superstars before Cena's turn came around again.
Yeah, my whole thing about that is I like Cena being in the title picture, but it is what it is.
I like him in a title picture, but I think right now he doesn't necessarily need to be in the world title picture. I could see it waiting a little while and then him maybe in the United States title picture, or if Kevin Owens wins the Intercontinental title, maybe Cena goes after that because he has the history with Kevin Owens now.
Yep.
So I could see either or.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they are keeping him out of it for at least the meantime. All right, this is the one Heavy's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, PW Insider has confirmed that both Athena and Biff Busick have signed developmental contracts with WWE.
Yeah, boy. I'm sad I haven't seen Biff in, I want to say it was a little over 2 years now. That's the last time AIW booked him. Very interesting talent. Curious to see what they do with him. Athena, as soon as the news broke, I was actually watching her in the ring. So she dropped her AIW Women's Championship. And I like how AIW did it, too, on a side note. Everybody knew that she was signing soon, and that was on the horizon for her. She went up against a woman by the name of Candice LeRae, who is actually Johnny Gargano's girlfriend, real-life girlfriend. So you kind of figured, all right, you know, you're going to, Athena is going to drop it to Candice because, you know, Candice is going to be here more often, and obviously Athena's leaving. Instead, they have Athena win, and then they had Athena do kind of like a farewell speech, but she was like, as long as I'm the champion, I'm not going anywhere, so I'm going to put out an open challenge right now. And they had a woman who wasn't on the card by the name of Heidi Lovelace go up against her instead, and she won the title. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, I'm happy for Athena. I got her autograph too over the weekend, so I had to make sure before I got that, before she got signed. I think she is the potential to replace Naomi, but that's just my opinion.
I've never seen Athena work, so I don't really have an opinion on this.
She's good, but like visually she reminds me of
Rocka Khan.
She reminds me of Naomi. Less chest, roughly the same ass. Great worker. I was just saying how she was I'm saying visually, like, because if you had those two together, you're either going to say that they're related or one's going to replace the other.
You racist.
No, it's not a racing, like, oh, they're both black. I'm talking like the same, like, color, like the same shade.
You racist.
I also
think they also both have like the same like long black hair that's straight, so there's that too.
I also read where ZZ has been working in
the top four or the final four finalists of Tough Enough have all signed to WWE developmental contracts.
Really? Okay.
But fuck them, Athena.
Yeah.
And then like, Jasmine, they're still keeping Jasmine around, right? They haven't booted her after
Yes. They're sticking by her. They're just going to say that it was or they're saying that she was
hacked. She was 16. Someone,
yeah, that's the other thing too. She was fucking up.
That'll do it for my account for the news.
Woohoo. All right. Let's go into best of the week and start with Andy.
That this is done.
or was your best of the week the Thursday night game?
Oh, fuck. You
need the Heimlich maneuver?
The DRG just tweeted something where this guy like knocks himself out by throwing a punch, knocks himself out. That's basically what the freaking Chiefs just did.
Check your text messages.
I don't want to. I just got
one. Oh, it should be three pitchers.
Yeah, that sucked. My best of the week is that Bayley is the lap around the ring and bringing Izzy in. That was good for her.
God damn it.
Sorry. That was my key too, so.
Yeah, I was waiting. So yeah, that'll be my best of the week as well. Just that touching story they did last week on Izzy and Bayley, and just Bayley giving her the tour of the Performance Center, letting her get in the ring, and that Izzy's at every NXT live event that's in the area, and always at Full Sail, always in that same seat, dressing up like Bayley, and Bayley got her in the ring, and they did the high fives. It was such a touching moment, and I feel like Bayley could be the John Cena of the Divas division.
So you're saying his name is kidding.
John Cena.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Please don't do it, damn it. My best of the week is going to AIW. And
my best of the week is Johnny Gargano being on NXT one more time. And this being the beginning of things to come for my boy.
I thought it was kind of funny when they did the backstage vignette this week. And he goes, yeah, a couple of weeks ago we fought in the tournament. And I was like, it was on TV last week. Come on now.
No, it was two weeks ago.
I could have swore it was last week.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. We did the Thursday Night Delight 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was when the tapings were. It was last week.
No, that episode was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it showed 2 weeks ago. They did like a...
So he was right a couple of weeks ago. Suck it.
What's the deal with his the thing on his chest with the guy winking? Is that something we should know?
That's his logo.
Okay.
I don't know where it came from. That's his logo. He has had it as long as I've been a fan.
So since he was born.
Only if. another best of the week for me is...
You only get one, damn it.
Who's hosting the show this week?
My toss this week is...
My best of the week is I bought two new wrestling shirts, so I'm up to 132, and now I have a new number one. My number one was Johnny Gargano, and I gotta explain this to Andy because he didn't know what it is, and I will go over the standings of it one more time. Oh yeah, they changed up the... God, I hate you, Apple. Here we go. Change up my notes. Number one was Johnny at 7.5 shirts. Now, a 0.5 shirt is a shirt that's not 100% just that wrestler. For example, Johnny. Huh. The shirt that's a 0.5 for him is him and Kevin Steen, now Kevin Owens, and when they were a tag team called... Actually, they were a tag team that never actually was a tag team. They never got to have their match. Panda Express. So I count that as a 0.5. So for all my Kevin Owens shirts, that's a 0.5 for added to his side too. Of my top five, all but one doesn't have a 0.5, and that's Dolph at 7. Like I said, Johnny was at the top with 7.5, but now it is Gregory Iron with 8.5. And that shirt is Gregory Iron marrying Veda Scott in a SummerSlam 91, I think it was, or whatever, when Macho Man and Sherry got married. It's a parody shirt of that, kind of. I count that as a 0.5.
I bet you were like, son of a bitch, I want to marry her.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess, if you're counting it for, like, okay, I see what you mean by that, but it was kind of like, I don't...
Do you have an It's Veda Time shirt yet?
Which, I think so.
It's Veda Time.
She has a shirt that says, I think it's Veda Time, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Which one, the iChart one?
No, I think the iChart one just said her name over and over again.
I have a bunch of hers. Or is the Veda Time the one with the cat?
Yeah, I think it is the one with the cat on it. I'll have to look at it again. I haven't seen it in a little while.
All right. I believe that will wrap it up here for us. You can email the show if you want, because I think we're still maybe trying to do that, attempt that. Get all the information at dsjmp.com, but email us, dsjmp.com@gmail.com. Follow us at dsjmp.com on Twitter. There's not a Facebook page for this show, but there is one for... Is there one for the network? I can't remember. I think there is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's a dsjmp Facebook page.
I don't even think it gets used. I think they spend more time on Scribble Satire. Anyway, that will do it for us. Think. Andy, where are you at?
I'm in Iowa, falling asleep, pissed that the Chiefs lost, and at @AA_WIR.
You don't want to go over your 20,000 Twitter accounts?
I only have like 19,000.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Not DRG. Biohazard. I was looking, I have the pick screen on my, I think I looked right down at his name.
Remember, I don't watch TNA anymore. I'm at @Biohazard_FTV on the Twitter.
And I'm in the middle of Memphis. I've been here for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm still not unloaded yet. And we will check everybody out next week.
Bye.
Upset. You're bound to get sneezes or nasty diseases. Take good care when I'm not there, I'm still in love with you.
While I'm on vacation, you be a good patient. Take your medication, I worry so each time I go. Try to keep warm, dear, in case there's a storm, dear. Take good care while I'm not there, I'm still in love with you.
Some younger guys with roving eyes may tantalize you with their lies. You must be wise and realize, leave well alone till you get home, dear. I'm still in love with you. I'm